Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline here. Looking at my mobile number because I've just tweeted a photograph on my mobile on Joe at Joe Liveline. Apologies for that mix up. 51551 at Joe Liveline of the 2016 edition of the RTE Christmas Guide. Now, and I've said it's urgent. And the reason it's urgent is because we got this call only a few minutes ago from Sharon. Sharon, good afternoon.
How are you, Joe? How are things?
You have me confused. You have everyone running around the office. What's the problem, Sharon? Why are you in such a stressful situation?
Well, I am the proud mother of a 21-year-old daughter. She's moderately afflicted with autism, Joe.
Okay.
And she's been collecting RTE guides for as long as I can remember.
Okay.
And she's particularly partial to the Christmas edition of the magazine. Now, she has most of the other editions, but she had misplaced quite a few. In the 2015, she had misplaced the 2017. And the guys in the RTE Guide office have been extremely good to me, extremely good. And the RTE Guide archives, a gentleman called Declan, was very kind to send me the 2015 edition. But the 2016 edition has completely eluded me. She's at the point now, I'm 3 weeks looking for it, and she is hitting herself on the head, she's hitting herself on the legs, she's hitting me, she's not sleeping, and she's just extremely, extremely anxious, and it's just, God love her, it's taken over her whole life.
How does she know it's missing if it's not? Do you follow me? How does she remember that particular edition?
Well, the thing about autism is that they have a photographic memory. She will be able to tell you if any of her DVDs are missing. They focus on a particular thing, and they're very aware if it's not there, or if it's broken, or if it's ripped, or anything like that. And I'd say her room is the best part of €10,000 worth of videos in it, where she knows exactly if she's missing any. So autism itself, they do become very fixated on one thing, and they know everything there is to know about that one thing. She probably will be able to recite the programmes on the RTE guide for this week because she knows exactly what is on and what station.
Okay, and her name is Tiffany. Now, just to refresh anyone that has an RTE guide for the Christmas edition of the RTE guide 2016, it's the fold out page as well on the cover. It's a Dickensian scene. It's not photographic. It's a Dickensian scene.
It is, yeah.
Snow scene with the London lamps and the London old
right.
shop. It has Ryan Tuberty
looking like he has one of those old hats on.
Yeah.
Yeah, Victorian hats or whatever on it.
That's right, with his red scarf. Behind him, there's Graham Norton.
That's right.
At Ryan's knee, bending, so to speak, is Ray Darcy.
Yes,
and that was the edition, I think, where Ray Darcy said he didn't look like Ray Darcy.
Oh.
I think so. And behind him is the angelic trio. This is all becoming very poignant. Is the angelic trio, the celestial trio, as it now happens, in one of their cases, it's Gabor dressed as a monk.
Yeah. Isn't it very poignant?
That's on one side of the angel, and then on the other side of the angel is Mrs. Brown.
Yeah.
Dressed as Mrs. Brown. And then the angel, appropriately enough, is Miriam.
Yeah.
And she's not only in angelic poise, but she's in angelic garb. Her arms are outstretched.
Yeah.
And as if, well, that's the way we see her in here. It's as if she's floating on air.
Yes.
Which is the reaction we get when we see her in here.
Exactly,
we all love her so much.
Yeah.
Now, above, in the shop, on the other side, dressed as London bell ringer, so to speak, in the word for the three-cornered hat? There's a word, obviously beginning with try, is Brian Dobson, and he's reeling a scroll. Beside him is the wonderful Sharon Ibiolan.
Yes.
Underneath them, so to speak, asking for more.
Yes.
Is, I think it's supposed to be Jenny Green, and behind them is Jennifer Samparelli, and beside Jennifer is Bernard O'Shea, and then in the middle is the ubiquitous and much loved apparition that we call Marty Morrissey here in RTE, and that's Sinead beside him. I can't, because this is a bad copy I have. And then above the shop there is a sign on the old ye old curiosity shop, isn't it? Above the shop, that's the wonderful Pat Short.
Exactly.
Who's on? And so that's the one we're looking for. We're looking for that edition. You're in Sligo. We're looking for it urgently. Now, that's a light side of it. But you said that Tiffany, not only self harms, but which is awful, but suffer as well.
Yes, I mean, she would physically. Yeah, she has physically, just lashing out, clawing at me. It's almost as if she's saying, "Help me, help me." Mm-hmm. And she's nonverbal. She uses an awful lot of word association, and it's very difficult for it's very heartbreaking, Joe, for the watcher as a mother. Mm. It's very heartbreaking. Now, I don't want to get upset because I said I wouldn't. But it is very heartbreaking as a mother for her to watch your child harm herself.
And has anything like this happened before, where on the one hand, to a lot of people, including yourself, but you understand your daughter more than anyone, has she misplaced like DVDs before, where she would bring herself into the same situation, same distressful situation?
She has, she has, and you see, the difficulty doesn't come in for me where I can source it. There's lots of, like, in the likes of eBay and things like that, where I can source things for her. And I have certainly sent in certain occasions to America and China to get certain things that she's been looking for. I would do absolutely anything. But it's the things that I cannot attain, that I cannot buy. I mean, she has an education system called the Leap Pad, brought out in, I think, 1994. And they don't make it anymore. They just don't make it anymore. And she, every time it breaks, I end the same scenario. I'm chasing around half the country and the world looking for this Leap Pad.
Okay.
And it's the only thing that will set her mind at rest. She's not sleeping. She's sleeping very little at the moment.
And when she, if we do get one of these RT guides, If we do get one, we need to get it to Sligo. And if she's self-harming, as you say, she is. No, if she is self-harming and she's causing causing great difficulty to other people, mainly yourself.
Only to myself.
Only to yourself.
Me.
Okay,
I am the focus. She doesn't touch her siblings or her dad or her carers. It's her soul.
It's her mammy. She sees her mammy as the person who can.
Because I'm the fixer.
Who can?
I'm the fixer, and that's why I'm so desperate, because I can't fix this.
Okay.
I just can't fix this for her. I'm finding it very difficult to fix it.
Okay, Carmel Geegan, where are you, Carmel?
Hello, good afternoon, Joe. I'm here in County Mead.
County Mead. Okay, what part of County Mead are you in?
Clonard,
okay. Have you got a copy of the 2016 Christmas edition of the RT Guide?
I have 2015 and 2016.
No? Could I buy them off her?
No,
don't have to buy them. You can have them with my pleasure.
Okay. Now, what we need to do is get a courier company to go from Meath, unless someone comes in and Sligo in the next few minutes with that edition. Are you in your house all afternoon, Carmel?
I am here all afternoon, Joe.
Okay, will you leave it with us, will you? And we'll try and get either a courier company or... Do expressway buses go through Clonard, no? Does any bus service go from Clonard up the Sligo direction, no?
I don't think so. You would probably have to go to Dublin to get that.
Okay. Whereabouts in Sligo? Are you, whereabouts are you in Sligo, Sharon?
I am in Sligo town. I'm in my address is 36 Meadowvale.
Don't give out your address.
Oh,
no,
okay,
but you're in
Sligo.
Okay.
You're Sligo town.
You're very good.
Yeah.
And Carmel, you're in Clonard. So, well, the first thing I'm going to say is there anyone currently on their way to Sligo? Now, I know Mead isn't the that would oblige us, oblige Sharon. You heard how important it is. If not, we'll hire a courier company to get it delivered, because it is, it sounds like it's bordering on the catastrophic, Sharon. And you've explained.
It is. Well, it is for her.
Yeah, like, I know. If it is for her, it is.
She is just constantly repeating RTE Guy 2016. When I come home from the day service. So it is. But Carmel, I'm more than happy. I can pacify her for another night. If you can put it in the post, I can pacify her for another night.
We will get them to you however we can, but we will definitely get them to you with our pleasure.
Carmel, are you near a post office, by the way?
No, but I can go to one.
And Carmel, why have you still got the
from? Carmel, well, how come you still have it?
Well, I had them in recycling.
Carmel!
In recycling, and only the other day I was getting ready to go to my recycling centre, and I was looking through them.
And you were...
The fact that Gail or Reston was...
I think that's why that might become, that edition might become a collector's edition, because I think that's the last time Gay was on the cover of the Guide. So
is it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And Carmel, you were prepared to go to recycling and to push Ryan Tuberty, Graham Norton, Ray Darcy, Sharon, Brian, Marty. You're going to push them not under the bus, but into the shredder.
Carmel, I'm glad you didn't. I'm so glad you didn't.
Yeah, so are we. Okay.
So delighted that you didn't. But Carmel, if I leave my details, or can I
with the lads? Know, yeah, we don't worry. We'll do that off air.
And the post will be like I've pacified her for 3 weeks. I can pacify her for another night.
No, I am just so pleased.
We'll organise it to get it to you within 24 hours at
that's
the latest.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much.
If anyone has any other ideas, I'll take. By the way, the man who painted that beautiful cover is PJ Lynch. PJ, good afternoon. Well-known illustrator, and he illustrated Ryan's other books as well.
Oh my God. PJ,
many RTE Guy covers have you done for Christmas?
I've done two. That was the first one I did, and then I did a second one, which was a scene of the Liffey frozen over, and all the RTE stars were skating on it.
Well, we're skating.
So
that should be this year's one, because we're all skating on thin ice this year, I can tell you. But was that the only one where Gay featured?
It was, and he's in the background there. I would have loved to have had him as one of the main characters, but he was sort of taking it a bit easier at that stage.
Yeah, of course,
so
rightly
I think
so,
that was
yeah.
the right thing.
And where is the original, PJ?
Well, funny enough, Joe, the original's made up of many, many different pictures.
Oh, I know what you mean. Overlaid and overlaid and overlaid. Yes, of course.
Yeah.
So overlaid and overlaid.
Around my studio. And I was just thinking there when I was listening to you. I'm sure I can find one, and I'll send it to Sligo to that young lady.
Okay, we have to hold on to your one now, because it's well, Carmel in Meath is closer. Are you in Wexford? Where did I?
No, I'm in Dublin at the minute.
Oh, you're in Dublin. Okay.
I have the originals. I'll find one of the drawings and I'll send it over to Sligo.
Oh, you send one of the drawings as well. That'd be lovely.
Tell him I said thank you very much for calling me a young lady. I'm much appreciated. I mean,
not at all.
We're pulling in the SWAT team at this stage, the tactical squad are in. Michael Sullivan. Michael, good afternoon. Where are you, Michael? Over.
Joe, how are you doing? I'm in Nace there at the moment.
Yeah. And what can you do for us?
I can go to that lady's house in Clonard, collect them, bring them back to my company I work for, ship them a DVD, and it'll happen tomorrow.
Oh, good man. Definitely tomorrow.
100%. I can give her a tracking number and everything when I pack them up.
Okay. And what are you going to send the guide? What do you say about the DVDs? Well, there's no DVDs missing. Whatever the parcel is.
Okay. DPD Couriers.
Oh, DPD. Well, they're a well-known company, yeah.
DPD, yeah.
Yeah, DPD. Okay. So how does that sound, Sharon?
Oh, my God. I honestly, I always knew that Irish people were very, very kind, but this is just beyond.
And, Michael, how are you? You're in Naas. How are you going to get to Clonard to connect it to bring it?
I live in 10 minutes from Clonard. I live in Carvey.
Oh, good man. Good man.
I leave Naas now in about 10 minutes and I get to that lady.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Perfect. And if rather than, it probably might be handier for you for, I work in Sligo University Hospital.
Yeah.
It might be handier for you for to make your way to the hospital. Do you know the hospital in Sligo?
If when I collect these things off the lady in Clonard, all I have to do is get an exact address off you, whether it be a hospital, a Garda station, and it'll get straight there.
So Sligo, okay. Sligo University Hospital is where I work.
Okay, we'll get the full details because we need to give Michael your full name and everything
yeah,
in terms of the... Okay, Michael, that's brilliant. DPD, and is that your HQ in Naas?
No, our office is in Clane, but I go back to Clane and pack it up and send it off with the couriers.
Well done, okay. Are you busy for Christmas?
Flat out, Joe.
Are you serious? Wow.
Yeah. But
okay, that's
help the lady out.
Oh, you're great, Michael. Thanks a million. So, Sharon, thanks, Michael. That's Michael Sullivan, DPD, there in Clane, and they're going to go to Clonard now, Carmel, and take that 2016 Christmas edition art you got. And, Sharon, do you think you'll be able to calm Tiffany when she's at her day centre now?
Centre now, and she probably will be home at about 4:30. But if I can say to her that I will have it tomorrow.
Okay.
She will. We'll look at. We've got it through the last 3 weeks. We'll get
okay.
her through tonight.
And if she could hear it on the radio when she comes home, would that assuage her or calm her down or whatever?
I'd say now the actual physical
is what
having
wants.
It
okay.
in her hands, what she needs, and I'm so grateful, Joe. I'm so grateful.
Well, that's a lovely between PJ Lynch, between Carmel Gagle, between Michael Sullivan, the whole country is out. Come back out of your attics, everybody. Come back out if you fall, especially if you're come back out of your attics and get out of that green bin. It's we have one. Okay, Sharon, I wish you well.
Thank you so much, and thank you from our family in Sligo, and we're much appreciated. And Carmel,
okay.
you're an angel, you're a Christmas
I'm
angel.
So,
thank you so
I'm
much.
I'm really pleased that this has worked out.
Thank
okay.
you so much, Carmel.
Well done. And as a PJ, as a gesture as well, is going to send you a little painting, Sharon, if that's okay.
You're very good,
just
PJ.
To have,
thank
maybe
you so
frame
much.
It
not
whatever.
At all.
Yeah.
Not at all.
That's
thank
PJ.
You.
PJ, are you doing this year's Christmas guide?
Oh, no, I'm not doing it this
okay.
year.
Okay.
I did it twice, and there's a lot
well
of work
done.
In it. So
there
I
is a lot of work, and it looked fantastic.
I'm sorry you weren't in it, Joe.
Yeah, well, I've a face for radio, as you know, PJ. I've a face for radio. So by the way, Sharon, does Tiffany have a favourite RTE guide?
She is partial to the Christmas one. I have
yeah,
to,
whatever
she hasn't got a favourite,
okay,
such, but
okay.
she's partial to the RTE guide.
Okay, well, tell her we wish her well, and we wish you well, Sharon. And
thank
we're
you
sorry
very
that,
much.
That
Joe,
situation,
thank you so much.
That situation developed the way it did, unfortunately. Where's Catherine Lee? Catherine, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. How
Catherine
are you?
Catherine is editor of the RT Guide.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. How are you?
Where are you, Catherine?
I'm very well. How are you?
What are you doing at the moment,
well,
Catherine?
Actually, we've just driven back from Drogheda, where we're currently printing the Christmas issue cover.
Wow.
Wow. Of the RT Guide, yeah.
Oh.
So I'm sorry I didn't ring in earlier. We're actually in transit, and my dad rang me and said, they're actually talking about the RT Guide. On the
brilliant, back. Brilliant.
So, yeah, we
she's a big fan, big fan.
You a copy. Well, I'm very good at working.
And you're saying you'll personalise this year's Christmas RT Guide for...
Of course we will.
Yeah.
We'll make sure she has her own personal copy.
Brilliant.
Yeah, well, thank you.
We'd still like it. But we'll also find you 2016. We'll have one somewhere.
Oh, thank you
okay.
so much. The girls there have been so, so kind. And I totally understood. I mean, they've been very, very good to me and been very good to Tiffany. And I completely understand that you have to keep one hard copy of each edition. So, I mean, they've been extremely good. They have been extremely good to us and extremely kind.
Okay, well, that's good.
No problem at all.
I'll
come with the RT Guide glass.
And when is the Christmas edition out? I know it's early, yeah. But when is the Christmas edition
out? It'll be out on Monday, the 9th of December.
Perfect.
Okay, that's another. And many pages, the many biggest ever, I presume.
It's just over 200, so.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
incredible.
Back to the rafters.
And have you...
And actually, a lovely illustrator this year as well. So it's...
Oh, you've gone for the same...
We're continuing tradition that PJ has started.
The gatefold is gorgeous. Yeah,
yeah.
Gorgeous. Okay.
Yeah.
Well
yeah.
done, Catherine. Thanks a million. That's Catherine, editor of the RT Guide.
Very Shara.
By the way, Sinead Fitzgerald, come into the Situation Room. Sinead, what are you bringing?
Hiya, Joe. I have a leaf pad.
A leap pad.
Oh, no way.
I have a working leap pad that I put batteries into and it's working.
Oh, wow. My goodness.
Can Sharon
hear you? I can hear you.
There you go. I have a leap pad. And if you can put me in contact with that courier that's in Naas.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I'll drive to Naas and meet him and give him the leap pad.
Oh, my goodness me. Oh, my goodness. I'm just overwhelmed at how kind you've all been.
Well, I've had this leap pad a long time. My children are 19 and 22, and it's perfect. I could never part with it because I thought it was a brilliant toy. But you know what? You need it more than I do.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so Sinead, where are you at the moment?
I'm near the Curra Joe in County Clare.
Ah, this is
but
brilliant.
If you put me in contact with that Michael courier, I'll drive to Naas and I'll meet them.
Okay, we'll do that in the next few minutes upstairs. And Sinead, what does a leap pad do?
Joe, it was a little thing invented in the 90s. You put a little cartridge in the side and a book and a little interactive pen, touched the magnets that were in the pages and read out the story.
That's right.
It sang little songs. Very, very interactive. Before any of these iPads or anything else.
Yeah.
It was just real good fun.
Okay, well,
I bought that for originally for to try and stimulate her speech. That's what I brought it for initially.
Oh, okay.
But it kind of more morphed into, you know, certain sounds that she liked in it, and she's loved it to this day. She picks it up and drops. She may have it, use it for months on end, and then she might use it for a year or two. She always comes back to it, always comes back to it.
Well, this was in the bottom of the hot press. I put batteries into it when I heard you on the radio, and it works fine.
Oh, thank you so much. You're all very kind.
So, Sinead, I need to get you off the air so we can give you Michael's number. You tic-tac with Michael, get the leap pad to him. Put it in that package we're putting together with the guide from a few years back that Sharon was looking for. Thanks, Sinead. Appreciate it. We'll ring you back in a sec with that number from upstairs. Sharon, and I think people once again, I know it's happened before, but once again get a glimpse into the lives of other people, the rich lives of other people, but also the challenging lives of other people and what people go through. And I know you love Tiffany to bits. You absolutely
are.
And all her siblings do. So we're glad to be able to offer something to calm everybody for.
You've been more than kind. Okay. More than kind. Well, and thanks to Carmel and everybody.
Kindness, I suspect, Sharon, is your life.
Need it.
I'd say you're brilliant.
Okay.
Sharon, thanks a million. It's early yet. It's only Christmas today 5 weeks is St. Stephen's Day. Isn't it?
Come early in my house, I'll tell you. It's come early.
Yeah, and it will. Well, Christmas, every year people are... I love Christmas, so the earlier the better people put up the decorations.
Get the tree up, let me
remind people to have you on, Sharon. We will be doing it. We'll be right on up to and including Christmas Eve, and then we're back on Stephen's morning with a different type of programme. But we will be on Grafton Street on Christmas Eve. And also, we will be doing our self-publishing. If you've self-published a book and you want to try and get some publicity, we'll do our best. Publicity, if you send them in to us, we'll also be doing your favourite books of the year. And thanks, by the way, to the Post National Book Awards for making Children of the Troubles the best Irish published book of 2019, the book myself and Freya McLemons wrote. But won't be doing that book. I can't publicise my own book. And I will publicise the programme about the book awards, because so many brilliant books won. And that's on Saturday night on RT Television after Ray Darcy. But we will be having our usual programmes in the lead up to Christmas. But the self-published book one is the big one. And get them into you now. Make sure to write a name and address on the actual book. Don't just put in a covering letter because it disappears. Okay, Sharon, we'll check in with you in the next few minutes. And we'll check in. I completely and totally trust Michael. I completely and totally trust Catherine Lee. I completely and totally trust Carmel Geegan. I completely and totally trust PJ Lynch. And indeed Sinead Fitzgerald, who has a leap pad. And we'll sort things out very, very quickly. Thanks, Sharon.
Thank you so much, Joe. Yeah. Take care.
Keep in
Happy
touch.
Happy Christmas.
You too, and many more than please God. 51551 joe@rt.ie. The live line Situation Room is now closed.